Let's get into the people business, shall we? The Doug Stanford Good Day program, with person number one being Rich McFadden at the controls. Welcome him into another great hour of conversation into your life, into your lair, into your room, into your car,
good morning,
your mind. Jennifer Horn, person number two of interest.
Hello.
And so let's see who else. Oh, Roberta Fasanelli is interest person of interest number three. I guess I would be. She's the queen of sheep. Great deals today, by the way, at DougStefan.com. To see, the Texas Rangers are looking into banning fans from doing the wave in the stadium. Why would that be?
Really?
Why would they want to?
And I'm torn on this issue. It's a big pressing issue of the day for me.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because I'm one of those sit and do the wave people. Like, it doesn't bother me when people do the wave, but yet I don't want to fully commit to standing and doing the wave with them.
But what is the problem? They have... the Texas Rangers certainly have a lot to cheer about, as we point out in the story at DougStefan.com.
Yes.
They lead the American League West.
The West?
Well, no, the West.
They're number one in the West.
Yes, they are. But anyway, the Rangers ballpark has prohibited it, warning on the stadium message board claiming the wave could cause injury. People have been hit in the head.
Injury.
Well, I mean, people,
being
you do
in a
the
baseball
wave,
game could cause injury.
Really?
And you get banging people next to you, and bottles and cans and stuff fall.
I still can't get over that guy that fell over.
Well, that didn't have anything to do with the wave.
I know.
It's just catching the ball. So whether this is good or not, the fans are upset. There's a website called StopTheWave.net. You want to check that out. Greg Holland's website, StopTheWave.net. He says, there's nothing worse than being struck with someone who is relentless in trying to get the wave started. Especially
those
if they're
people
sitting
are annoying.
In
Everybody
front of
know.
You. Yeah, right. So you don't want to do it, you just sit still. What's the big deal?
Right. You don't have to.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's a long game, though. I mean, that at least gets the oxygen going, the blood flowing, you know?
Well, it's like the seventh inning stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, except all inning long. You can
in
do whatever
sense.
You want.
Yeah, but it's kind of silly. Not about outlawing it or making it, I don't know, you can't outlaw, but making it
against the rules. Do you ever do the wave, Doug?
Do I? No, I have never, in any ballpark I've ever been.
You've never done the wave?
Never done the
Rich,
wave.
Do you stand and do the wave? Do you ignore it, or do you sit and do
I
the
I just kind of raise my hands.
That's what I do, too. I've got to go.
I don't stand.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm not vocal, and I'm not demonstrative.
Back when the wave was new, I used to get it all into it, but now, not so much. Okay, here's my hands. All right, and then back down.
Take my hand.
Isn't it funny when the wave was new?
I'm a stranger in paradise.
I want to know whether Uri does the wave when he goes to the soccer
game. Uri Geller is here from his home in England. During this on Good Day. Hello.
Football.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, Uri, when you go to a football match in England, do you guys do the wave?
Well, not really, but there are all kinds of rituals that people do here, and it's really interesting to see. But football is almost like religion here. I happened to be in the airport in Terminal 5 in Heathrow with my good friend Tim Drucker, who is also my lawyer. And he's a huge, huge Newcastle supporter. Newcastle is a city in the north of England, and they have a great football team. Doug from America is asking if when you go and watch a match, do you do the wave? Do you know what that means?
Well,
the Mexican wave. He says, no, they do not do the Mexican wave.
So let's put this into Uri's terms, Doug.
Yeah.
Uri, I mean, you talk about the power of collective thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of anything, you know, obviously when there are fans of a given team all at a stadium wanting their team to win, and I know that they've looked at the records of teams and seeing whether, home is obviously an advantage for you. And it's not a huge advantage, but it's definitely an advantage when it comes to the wins column. But when everybody gets up and kind of puts their energy into one thing, like the wave, how can that affect what is going on the field?
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind that it can affect it, because when we think, our minds produce an energy. And it is a tangible energy that can actually touch things. And I'll never forget in Los Angeles when Baggio, who was the Italian striker, missed a penalty. And nobody understands how the ball shot right into the sky. and they brought it down to 60 million Brazilians willing the ball to get out of line, and obviously they lost the match and Brazil won. So I remember that in Euro 96, this is a very important a series of matches in England to see who is going to win the European Cup. I was actually asked to help England beat Scotland, and they put me in a helicopter, and this is a true story. So I couldn't really see the players, but I could hear the match going on through my headphones. And then I suddenly heard that a Scottish player, Gary McAllister, got a penalty. And I shouted in the helicopter, 1, 2, 3, move. And a split second before he kicked the ball actually moved away from his foot. He missed the penalty. England won, and I got 11,000 hate letters from Scotland.
Nice.
There you go.
Now, laugh as much as you want, but this was filmed by many, many cameras, you can imagine, and you can actually see the ball moving away. Now, this is what happened, I believe, with American-Japanese match. You know, a girl missed, you know, it was your player,
yes.
The American, you
yes.
know, football player, soccer
right.
player, missed the penalty. So I believe that he's obviously to do a lot with set of mind and confidence and so on, but no doubt that the energy of tens of thousands of people, in some cases millions of people, can affect a match, the outcome of a match.
But what does it take? Because, you know, obviously if there's tens of thousands of people at a game, at any one time, they may be thinking about different things. I need to go to the bathroom. I want to get a dog. Oh, look, here comes a play. Oh, look at that hot girl over there. Whatever it is. But at that point, when they're doing the wave or when there's a penalty kick, they are all focused on the same thing at the same time. Is there a difference?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're focused on a penalty kick, fans are wanting the penalty to be missed. And if they are more powerful, this is obviously my opinion, in their belief system, in their culture, in their custom, from where they come from, then if they're more powerful than their opposition, then they will sway the ball. They can even confuse the player who's about to take a penalty. It's really amazing what the power of the mind can do. Obviously, a manager or a coach will rubbish that. He'll say, no way, it's all down to the players, and it's their physique, and it's their, you know, talent and skill. But it's incredible how much the fans are attributing to a game, no matter what it is, basketball, soccer, football, baseball. If you're playing at home, statistically, as you said before, the probability is that your home team will win. Listen, guys, I'm going to say goodbye because I'm boarding a plane to Tokyo. I'm off to Japan, and I send you love, and I'll be talking to you from Tokyo next week.
Can't beat that with a stick. All right, be safe.
Okay, love you all.
Right. Bye, Harry.
Bye.
I don't think
he's always all over the place.
I think I said hello, and that was it. That was the end
was
of my involvement
it,
in that conversation.
That's all we need. Just you say hi.
Yeah. One of the things that I love to talk to Harry about is something that is a thread through the program, the success that we all are seeking. We don't like failure and how easy it is to talk about it, but how difficult it is to be motivated to do it or to see around the corner, or if you're having discussions with friends about how they may be and they've asked for help. Maybe they haven't. I guess one of the things that always has, I don't know if confused is the right word, if people don't want your help, they don't ask for it, does that mean they, no. If people don't ask for your help, does that mean they don't want it? Anybody?
No, because I don't ask for help a lot, but that doesn't mean
right.
I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're embarrassed to ask for help.
From whom would you ask for help? Who would you ask? From
anybody
you...
who'll give it to me.
Yeah.
Well, but what help do you need? What help do you need?
I need help in my parents' house getting the whole thing straightened out and selling it. It's an enormous task, and I'm doing it alone, and it's just sometimes it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I would love just to have somebody, you know, come in and work side by side with me for a week.
Mm-hmm. And at the end, would that person be your friend? Would that person be your lover? Would that person be someone who's here today, gone tomorrow? Who would that person be?
The first two would be nice.
Okay. There we go. Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing next week, Doug?
Help. Help!
Help.
Now, what do you do for help? You said...
You know, I try to keep myself very open for help because I think a lot of people close off when someone offers to help. I think people close it off.
Yeah.
And I try to keep myself open to people's advice and try to keep it, you know, suck it in like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's at work or whatever.
Who helps you at work besides your father?
Who helps me at work? You know, everybody helps me at work in some way. I mean, even people that are doing the wrong thing help me at work because I learn from them.
You know, there are some people who think that work is punishment. There were three guys that work with me, and they did a terrible job clearing off a field that I planted. And so I've sent them back today to the field to do it right. And one of them said, "You're punishing us." I said, "What are you talking about? I'm punishing you. I told you to do this way the other day. You know how to do it. You've done it 100 times before. You just didn't want to do it because, first of all, you thought I was done in the field and I wouldn't find what you hadn't done. And secondly, you take no pride in what you do. I'm giving in exchange for asking you to do something. And you doing it. I'm paying you. I asked you to do it. You didn't do it. And I'm still expected to pay you."
Yeah, you're the boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's kind of one of those deals. And I take no pleasure in it, frankly. I just would like to have people do their job so that I could go on and do mine. Hard to do sometimes. Hard to find people. And all of us who have businesses, Roberta, well, not so much now, but Jennifer, you have had over the year. But Jennifer, you do, and Richie, you do, and I do. Getting people to do stuff, you'd think that they would be appreciative in this. The reality is there are a lot of people looking for work.
Yeah,
so why would you be appreciative to go out of your way to do a good job?
But some people resent it. I could never understand it, where they resent that you're giving them work. They resent that they're not in your position.
Mm-hmm. But yet they don't want to take the steps to be in your position either.
Or they don't want the responsibility, yet they resent you. It's just very peculiar.
It's mundo bizarro, in a sense. Yeah. All right, it's also time for us to think about what text messaging can do for you. As I said this week, I got my first one. I thought it was kind of cool. Great marketing tool. And so many people are using it now. Get through the chatter and the BS. Text message marketing can deliver your message directly to your clients. Text Doug to 313131. That's Doug to 313131. And see how fast it works. A great way for you to get to clients, get to prospects on their cell phone. You can, what is it, the old... "Hear all about it. Hear ye, hear all about it." Text Doug to 313131 and check it out.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, "I wish I'd never said that"? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
21 minutes after this hour.
Ducks categorize us as hard cries. That's a lie. We know why.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Thermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kidman is what her
friends call him. Is he an Australian too?
Yes.
Oh, so he's an Australian, but he's a country star. Keith Urban, we're talking about.
Right.
Huh.
An Aussie country star.
Really? So I thought she met him over here for some reason or other.
You know, I think that I don't know where they actually met, because both of them were already here and famous when they got together. So they might have met here.
Dateline Nashville. Dateline Nashville. Keith Urban has been accused of punching a photographer's car.
Good.
Uh-oh.
Punch that.
I like this.
Let's see what the story is. The guy's name is William Peterson, no relationship to the actor, filed a complaint with the police after being involved in a confrontation with Mr. Urban and his wife, Ms. Nicole Kidman, as they left a restaurant. The police department says that he claimed his car was punched and kicked by Urban.
Uh-oh.
Peterson says the couple got into their vehicle, pulled up to his vehicle in the wrong lane. That Urban got out and banged on his car with his fist and kicked the passenger door with his foot.
Good for him.
Good job, Keith.
No
you
visible
get him out
damage
of the way.
To the car. But police say they're following up on the story.
Blah, blah.
Which, nonsense. Exactly.
So good. He did enough to scare the guy but not get in trouble for
it. Right. Well,
he's being pretty even keel now. He used to be kind of a bad boy.
Did he?
He's pretty even keel.
Why was he bad? Was he drugs?
He enjoyed the alcohol a lot.
Did he?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Do it. That'll do it. Okay.
I think that these photographers, that these paparazzi photographers, they ought to be fair game.
Yeah.
You ought to be. You know what?
Freedom of speech.
Props to Harvey Levin. His people, even though they are everywhere and all TMZ. Over everybody, they're TMZ. Yeah.
But they're kind of funny.
They're
like, they make
fun.
Jokes.
The celebrities enjoy them, and they know when to back off.
Right.
Yeah.
He does. I mean, if you're going to have that kind of business, he does it well.
Yeah, he does do it well. All right, so our video of the day, to move from one part of DougStefan.com to another. Imagine, if you will, please, Roberta.
Yes.
That you're in your car. Your family's in the car with you. You're down on the highway doing about 65 miles an hour.
That's all?
Well, you can do 75 if you want. 85, whatever you want to do.
Let's try to, you know.
The reason I ask Roberta is because she has a pet snake at home.
Yes.
So the video shows a large snake crawling out from under the hood of a car and sliding back and forth across the windshield.
No.
Please check that out right now at
DougStefan.com.
It is outside.
So what's the problem?
The problem is it's scary to the people in the car.
Yeah, I've had 10 heart attacks.
You've had a heart attack already on this, Jennifer, right?
10 heart attacks.
You see, occasionally there's a snake that's crossing the road, you know, or sunning itself in the middle of the road, and I'll actually get up and wrangle it and take it off the road.
Why did they do that, by the way?
Because it's warm. The asphalt is warm.
No, it's a joke.
You'll wrangle it?
Why
does that mean to wrangle it?
Well, wrangle a snake means to grab it and to get it off the road.
How do you grab it? Where do you grab it?
Well, you grab it right behind the head.
Really?
So that way it can't bite you. You've got to be really fast.
What happens if it's going to see you coming, it's going to bite you before you grab it?
Yeah, I'm going to let you handle that.
No, you've got to just be really fast. You grab it behind the head, and that way it doesn't bite you.
I want to know how the snake got on this windshield.
It crawled up.
Probably inside the engine.
Yeah,
it was nice and warm in there. You know, probably crawled in there. It was nice and warm.
Who keeps driving down the road with the snake on your windshield? I would pull over.
I would
put the wipers on.
That's where I girl out. There's
God's creatures. We're all sharing this planet together. What is there to be scared about? Especially if it's not going to eat you or pose any threat to you. What is there to be scared about?
One of God's creatures, a white polar bear, is about to eat you.
Well, that's different because now you're in danger. But the snake pose knows
danger. Danger, Roberta.
I don't get why people are scared of these things.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Stephen, good day show with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn and you together to do a word scramble right now.
It's been a while. It's
your, oh, no, actually, let's do, we'll go to China first, Richie, then we'll do the word scramble.
Okay.
Or shall I do the word scramble?
Well,
then?
No, go to China first. Everybody can get a pen and a paper so
right.
They can play along.
Piece of paper and a pen would be good.
And then we can go to China first.
Yeah. A lot of conversation about the Chinese and our debt, how much of it they own, what are they doing, yada, yada, yada. The United States is upset with China for a number of reasons.
What is that?
Well, the story today is about our developing a policy and how to deal with the massive amounts of digital property and information that's being stolen by the Chinese government.
Yes.
Not that the people that are hacking, it's the government itself.
Yep, absolutely.
The U.S. military reported a couple of years ago 6 million cyber attacks to their system. 6 million attacks a day. Not 6 million. 6 million a day. The digital pirates from China have critical U.S. Government information, and it's the government's the one that's sponsoring the hacking. And these are our friends.
Yeah.
You got to wonder how far they think they can go because they are dependent on us. We have this sort of dependency. This is almost a sickness, codependency.
They need us to buy the goods that we
that
pay them
make.
To make,
right?
And
then
we need them to take the
money back again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So what do you think we ought to do about these cyber attacks against our government from the Chinese government? What do you think we ought to do? 805? Bomb them. Bomb, 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 Beijing. Bomb, 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 Beijing. Why'd they change it from Peking to Beijing? Anybody know? Is there something? Was it first called
Beijing? Is more closer to how they pronounce it than
more closer is terrible English.
More close.
Close.
More
it's
close.
More
closest.
Or
closer.
Is it?
Closer.
More closest.
more accurately reflects the way they pronounce it. How about that, Doug?
Yeah, that's
that
a stretch. But yeah, I guess okay. Yeah, it's
okay.
All right. Yeah. But, I mean, what do you think about these people that really are our friends in the main? The people are, but the government isn't. And yet we're having this back and forth here that is very distressing. I think it's distressing. How many people? A lot of people. a lot of things that people get distressed about.
I think they do more in the background to try and steal, cheat, and spy on us than any other country in the world.
Yeah. Well, without a doubt. They will do anything to get ahead. People who lust for power and control, that's their MO, Richie. Sure. They will do anything they can to get ahead. It's a human nature thing. It's not just Chinese. We see it here, the business, greedy people, that kind of stuff. That's the way it is. We were earlier talking about the wave. You may have noticed when you were fiddling around at DougStephan.com this morning that it's the subject of our poll. What do you think about doing the wave at sporting events? The, what did I say, Dallas? Was it Denver or Dallas? Dallas? Denver?
Texas Rangers.
Okay,
yes.
So, the,
Arlington.
Outlawed, the stadium's right outside of Dallas and Arlington. And they have outlawed, or they are saying outlawed, but they said it's against the rules to do the wave because people are getting slapped in the face. The guy's got a beer in his hand. He puts his head up, and the beer goes all over the guy behind him or next to him. So no doing. You watching this, Jennifer? No doing the wave.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
We're both on the video. Let's do the video. Let's do the wave.
Do the wave.
Video
wave?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hold on a minute.
We are broadcasting a video stream at DougStephan.com.
The wave of two.
Richie and I are doing the wave. I'm sitting down.
I'm on my big orange
ball. Looks like you're doing ab exercises,
right.
Dad.
That's actually probably pretty good for the ab, right?
The ab roller.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, what do you think about the wave at sporting events? A, I love it. Sometimes it's better than the game.
I love it.
It's okay once in a while, but some people get carried away with trying to do it over and over. See, that's what my sense is. It's done too much. It's done, you know, it's lost its meaning. See, I think it's annoying. I came to watch the game, not play crowd games. And D, it's distracting and disrespectful to the players, showing that you'd rather do that than pay attention to the game. That's foolish. All right, so I'm B on this. Anybody else?
I'm with you.
B. Okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday we celebrated, Roberta, you missed this, the 30th anniversary of the first day of MTV being on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine that. So our question, what was your favorite thing about the original MTV? 32% of those who responded at DougStephan.com when all they did was play music videos. That's what the 32% of the audience liked that. Better, 18% said nothing, never liked MTV. Let's see here. 13% said the coverage of Live Aid. 11% said Unplugged. And refresh my memory, Unplugged?
It's like it was a show where people, artists would go and
version.
Perform.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Acoustic all right. Mm-hmm.
So that's where Eric Clapton did his acoustic version of Tears in Heaven.
Yep. Okay, good.
That's where
8% said Total Request Live. That's what we have here, right? The All Request Morning Program.
That's right.
All right. All right, so here the request is for more trivia. So here we go. You ready? This would be, the word scramble would be sort of trivia, right?
Sure.
We certainly trivialize it, but I do think it's a challenge that is important. Get your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion. My mouth is in motion. Here are the letters. You ready?
Ready.
Sure.
And this, by the way, this word has 7 letters in it.
Okay.
All right? And there is no duplication of any letter that I see here. So we'll begin with an R. One R.
Give me an R.
We'll begin
Hookers.
With an E.
Yeah.
One E.
Give me an E.
We'll begin with an S. One S.
See, I'm right.
Give
what
me an
did
S.
you say?
Yeah.
I said hookers.
Yeah, right. Give me a Y. One
Y. Oh, darn.
Give me a Y.
One Y. Here's a T. One T.
T. T.
We have a Y that we didn't talk about yet, and an
give
M.
Give me a Y.
An M.
So there's two Y's or one?
Oh, I did say there are two Y's, but there's only one. No, there are two Y's.
Yes. Two okay. Y's?
Right, two
and
Y's.
An M.
Yep.
So we have R-E-S-Y-T-Y-M.
Huh?
That's a real to solve.
Very cute. 800, yourself. 800-510-825. Richie didn't get it, though. And Roberta still doesn't get it.
Yeah, I got
I'm
it.
I'm terrible at these things.
I know you are, Roberta.
Well, Jennifer just gave it to you.
I couldn't make out my own name scrambled.
I just right. gave it to you, Roberta.
Two Y's, an E, a T, an S, an R, and an M. What is the word, please? 800-510-8255 for some of our e-food. The e-food. Roberta, are you on to this yet? We got to get Roberta onto this. I think she gets it.
No, I think it's terrific.
Yeah, good idea.
Especially if you're camping. And I'm thinking, you know, when we go out on the boat cruising, this would be terrific.
Yep, it would be.
On a boat, especially if you don't
car
have a
trip, boat trip,
fabulous.
Bus trip, plane. You ought to pay $11 for a stinking sandwich on American Airlines when you can bring this stuff along. Here's what you do. You get on the plane. You bring three or four of these packets with you. It costs 64, 65 cents a piece by the time you're done. And you ask the flight attendant for some hot water, all right? You and she'll give you a cup, the coffee cup. Put the stuff in the cup, and have as much as you want. And you got a complete meal in a packet at 60-something cents. And you tell American Airlines to go screw. Stick it. Yeah.
But when you think about it, you know, I was just booking some airline stuff yesterday, and you can do this pre-booked meal thing for $25.
Yeah,
what?
Perfect. Right?
$25.
$25
for a stupid airplane meal. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So here we are.
Chicken rice casserole, chicken veggie Alfredo, chili with dumplings, vegetable beef.
Yeah.
White cheddar pasta shells, beef stroganoff, seasoned instant potatoes.
This is all organic, Roberta.
Pasta fagioli.
All natural
pasta
stuff.
Pasta fagioli.
So we're going to...
Italian chicken, corn chowder, cream and potato soup.
All right, so get it free. This, you get it free, though. You start out by going to DougStefan.com.
Whole wheat bread.
In the friends section at DougStefan.com, you see the gold rectangular e-food symbol. You click on that, and it tells you how to get your free food. It's free. Why isn't it on the free? What are we doing here? Why isn't we have it on the Queen of Cheap site? Roberta, put it there, would you please?
Okay.
All right.
You do, boss.
Yeah, thank you. All right. And by the way, when you win any of our prizes, you get some free food, and you can try it and taste it on your own. You are going to like this a lot. Very cool stuff. All right. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, we got to figure out what this word is. You know what?
Cornbread.
I'm upset. That's not the word of the day, Rich. It's not cornbread.
It isn't?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Donuts. Not the word of the day either. All right, so here we have, where have I been? I haven't been to Gambier, Ohio today, have I? I don't think so. Eileen, hello.
Hello.
Do I know you?
No.
Have I ever talked to you before?
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
What did we talk about?
Who was Chris Rock?
Chris Rock. Who was he?
You asked what the voice was, and I guess Chris Rock.
Really? You're pretty smart. Did you win a prize?
Yeah.
Would you like to win a prize this morning?
Sure.
How's your food pantry? You got enough food in it?
I don't have a pantry. I got a cupboard. It's got some food in it, yeah.
Really? Would you like some... Would you like some free food to put in that cupboard?
Sure.
I know. There's a big difference in my house between the cupboard and the pantry. One's up and the other's down, right?
All
how it works. Are you on a farm in Gambier?
No, I just live in a house.
All right. Do I pronounce that right? Gambier, right?
Gambier.
What's it near?
Mount Vernon.
Okay. What's the word of the day? You figured it out, right?
Mystery.
It is no mystery to her. And thanks, Jennifer, for
giving... I didn't ruin it.
You came pretty doggone close.
No.
Eileen, did you get it before or after Roberta, Jennifer gotcha. Explained it?
I got it before.
All right, so
See?
You're smarter than she is.
Smart.
That's good. All right, Eileen, free food coming your way, all right?
Okay.
Stand by. Thanks, everybody else.
Dinner's on us, Eileen.
That's right, yeah. Dinner, breakfast, you name it, it's on us. Mystery. Was that too easy?
It was easy.
I figured it out pretty fast.
Yeah, she did. She was faster than me.
Yeah. I think, though, that it's nice to have a laugh once in a while. And if I give it away, it just sort of, it makes me seem like I'm almost bigger than life, right? Giving away.
Almost.
Almost,
all right. Okay, Ken Kronhaus is the doctor in the house. Dr. Ken here with his daily dose of important medical information. Welcome to more info on Good Day in just a moment.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Celebrities like Jason Lee and Tyson Beckford get their motors running and are heading out on the highway with Keel since 1851 in support of AMFAR, an organization dedicated to ending the global AIDS epidemic. Keel's, the New York-based purveyor of fine-quality skincare products, has a long-standing commitment to fighting AIDS in the U.S. and worldwide. Now the company is celebrating its second annual Keel's Life Ride for AMFAR, a 7-day charity motorcycle ride from Philadelphia to Boston to New York. Actor Mark Paul Gosselaar is hopping on his bike for the trek.
As an avid motorcycle enthusiast, it's great to be supporting this great adventure. It is an honor to spread AMFAR's message as part of Life Ride. Here's hoping that our efforts bring us that much closer to finding a cure for HIV/AIDS.
In celebration of Life Ride, Kiehl's has introduced limited edition Ultra Facial Cream with 100% of the profits to benefit AMFAR. Since 2001, Kiehl's has raised over $1 million for HIV/AIDS organizations. To learn more, visit Kiehl's.com. I'm John Dridden.
I'm Doug Steffen. 13 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and he's brought to you by AlloCure, immediate digestive relief from AlloCure. If you'd like to try this digestive relief, you call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE, TRYALOECURE. Actually, we'll translate it. It's 855, toll-free, 855-879-2873. Get a special offer. The special thing about this, though, is that it is a preventative, Ken, right?
Absolutely. It helps to maintain and calm your stomach acid. It allows your body to heal itself. It's the number one aloe-based supplement for balancing stomach acid. It also has added benefits like maintaining normal blood sugar, naturally relieves heartburn and acid reflux. Before you try the pills for acid reflux, please try this. No problems. Studies have shown it's effective and safe.
If you're looking for freedom to eat whatever you want and sleep through the night and not be a prisoner to your own bathroom, call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE, 855-TRYALLOECURE, aloe vera. It's really the key, and it's what AlloCure is all about. 855-879-2873. All right, more news about smoking. Did you see that thing today, Ken? About hot dogs, somebody claiming hot dogs are more dangerous. A hot dog a day is worse than smoking.
Boy, they want to take all the fun away, don't they? Go to the ballpark, enjoy a hot dog. These guys need to get a life.
Yeah.
Just everything in moderation.
That's right. Do I have a hot dog a day with all the preserves? You can understand why that might not be.
I'm not advocating
worse than smoking?
That.
Good Lord.
Okay, yeah. Right. This is important study out of neurology that smoking, diabetes, and obesity, these risk factors in middle age, Doug, may cause your brain to shrink, leading to mental declines up to a decade later.
So how would that smoking, I guess I understand because the
key is healthy living helps keep the brain working longer. As right. Rich would say, it's a big duh.
Now,
it's now been proven in a good study.
I say it could be a big duh, too. Why do you have to give him credit? Why don't you give me some credit?
On the original big duh right here. Duh.
No, that's where we all learn the duh from.
Duh. Okay. Exercise helps the heart. Duh.
Well, actually, you gave me the one. All it does, not the non-duh today. Even a little bit of exercise helps, Doug. It's better than none at all. And the more you do, the better the benefits. So take that stair, walk around, park the car far from your office. This is the medical journal Circulation. People say they don't have enough time. Talk to your doctor before you get into a formal exercise program.
Take a hint from Jennifer and me. We walk to work every day. Do what we do and walk to work.
Yeah.
Every morning. It's
every
good
morning.
For you. Every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, exposure to magnetic fields.
Let's do a little bit of coast-to-coast radio. This is out of Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. This study is going to reignite, Doug, the controversies over the health dangers that might be posed by exposure to power lines and electronics. Mm-hmm. But children of mothers exposed to high levels of magnetic fields during pregnancy, they're at increased risk of developing asthma. They demonstrated a strong association between asthma and offspring, and pregnant women exposed to magnetic fields emanating from power lines, and also such household items as fluorescent lights, copy machines, electronic blankets, microwaves.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me, a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P, dot M-E. It's time to take America back.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather.
I like this song. Everybody's talking. Harry Nilsson. Who sounds like a mild-mannered sort of a guy, but he was apparently a hellraiser.
Died when he was 62.
Had wild stuff. He wrote a lot of good pop songs. Sang a few of them as well, like this one from Midnight Cowboy. Boy, I remember playing this as a disc jockey ad nauseum. Number one movie during this week of 1969. Number one song around the country. Everybody's talking. Harry Nilsson doing the honors. Movie Music Stars, Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here. We have our contest, and Chucker has some movie news for us. Let's get started with the contest, Chucker. With your permission, is it okay that I get started with the contest?
You can, but you know what's funny about the Midnight Cowboy? When that came out in 1969, right?
Yep, that's right, 69.
That was released with the 1X rating back then. Boy, if times changed. That would not really be very controversial now.
Wow.
Good movie, though.
Yeah, pretty violent. Pretty strange, actually. Okay, so strange movie. Okay, so this movie is worth a chuckle. I would give you that much. Not a chucker, a chuckle. So let's see if we can figure it out for some of our e-food, swell free food. The prize is obvious, and the answer is not. 800-510-8255. However, I'm optimistic that a bunch of people will figure this out because we've got a lot of people listening around the country right now, so why not? Here's our first audio clue.
I'm falling for you like a blind roofer.
800-510-8255. Everybody ought to know that voice. Next. You got a chucker already?
I think I know the voice. I'm not sure.
Know the voice. Okay, next clue.
Are you all right, sir?
Of course I'm all right. Why? What have you heard?
Know that voice, too.
Yeah.
First one is barely alive. The second one's not. 800-510-8255. If you have never won before, Movie Moments, watch the prize.
Which one of these is it?
Okay, last clue. Here we go.
You know, I've personally flown over 194 missions, and I was shot down every one.
Got it.
Come to think of it, I've never landed a plane in my life.
Got it. Got it.
He was like Leslie Nielsen in a way toward the end of his career. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, very, very good stuff. Okay, so what's the name of that movie? 800-510-TALK. Meanwhile, Chucker has some movie news for us. Chucker, we have lots of interesting things going on. I noticed that James Cameron is working hard at Avatar. How long will it take? Are they going to do a second and a third movie? So,
yeah, 2 and 3. I got to be honest, I'm not very excited.
Why?
I just, Avatar was interesting. The 3D was great, but I think it was his lesser film in terms of quality of everything he's done. I can't get excited for a sequel to that film.
Big payday.
It's not going in my pocket, so I don't care.
All right, there you go.
Here's a story of interest. Things are moving quickly on a fifth Die Hard movie. That's something I can get excited about, which will bring back Bruce Willis's Detective John McClane. John Moore, who directed The Omen and Flight of the Phoenix remakes, is the top choice to helm that project, although the studio has...
So what do we know about the storyline, who else is in it, that sort of thing? Bonnie Bedelia comes back because she's an integral part of the story.
I don't think she's going to be... She was not in part 3 or 4, so... Although not confirmed that the stories have it that the action's going to take place in Moscow, Russia. What do you think of that?
Really? I think we ought to go get Putin.
Yeah, I'm not excited about that option. But
are you excited about anything today, Chucker?
Yeah, well, the Expendables 2 will start filming soon. Rumors have that John Travolta, Chuck Norris, and Jean-Claude Van Damme will join Stallone and Jason Statham this time around. If that's true, that would be pretty cool.
What about Arnold?
Him too. I think he'll be in it.
Those guys all together have to. I mean, it has to be a just nothing but a good time. They have to have. I mean, can you imagine what? How long did it take them to shoot that? 2-3 months to do whatever they have to do.
Probably.
I mean, imagine
judging
those
by the
guys.
Ending, it didn't take long. So, you know, although I loved it was fun.
I just think about all those guys just getting together and having a. It's one of those things. All right, what else you got? Hurry up! I got only a second.
That's all I got, Doug.
Is it all right? Well, let's see what this person has from Vicksburg. Is it Dalen?
Dalen. Right.
All right. What's the name of that movie, sir?
It's going to be Hot Shots with Charlie Sheen, right?
That is correct. And also, went out of my mind, Bridges, Lloyd Bridges. Lloyd Bridges
right. And
Charlie Sheen. All right, sir, you get the free e-food. Check it out, 59 past the hour on Good Day.